I'm Leah Chisholm.
And I'm Jared Abbott.
We went to UC Berkeley together. And we're friends all through college. And I grew up coming to the Oregon Country Fair. I'm from Eugene, Oregon. My mom is the marketing director at KLCC. And so we've camped behind the booth my whole life. And I was in college and we were driving up to the fair. And I thought I had a feeling Jared would love it. And so I go to his frat house and bust into his room and I say, Jared, we're going to the fair. We're leaving in 20 minutes. Get in the car. And it's like an 8-hour drive. So I feel like most people would be like, no. But Jared was like.
Yeah. And I'd just come home from a 4th of July party weekend in Lake Tahoe. So I was, you know, very tired and didn't want to wake up. But when I heard Leah say we're going to the country fair, and I'd heard a little bit about that months before, I thought, that's something I need to go to. So I said, all right, I guess we're going to the Oregon Country Fair, and put a couple skirts in my bag and some face paint and felt I might need those somewhere along the way. And
he had an inclination that was correct. So Jared, how many years ago is that? That was like
almost 10 years now.
How has that changed your life?
Well, I guess it has totally altered my life in that I eventually met my wife here, and now we live in Eugene, and we've got an almost 3-year-old daughter, and we're all out at the fair today and enjoying it.
Pretty cool. From UC Berkeley to a life at the fair.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an amazing place, the country fair. You just get to experience so many different people, really. I mean, it's all about the people here. You know, there's great food, the music's amazing, and but it's all about the people and just that loving spirit and energy and chance to kind of experience the magic and wildness of the fair.
And it was pretty cool because I've been bringing friends the whole time I've been coming here, different groups of friends, and a lot of them, I mean, everybody's enjoyed it. It's a fun party. But Jared really understood the essence of it. He sent my parents a thank you note afterwards talking about how much it's not just a party, it's so much more. And he really, you know, he really lives that. He really understood that. It was very cool.
Yeah, I can remember a moment, I think by, you know, the first few hours I was here, I was just, my mind was kind of blown. I was like, wow, something like this exists, like a place where people come together and work together to create this environment where, you know, people can express their love for all sorts of different things. And I instantly knew, like, I have to come back to this place, like, as often as I possibly can. I've only missed 1 year since then when I was traveling abroad, and it was a hard decision to not come back. And but I've been every year since then, and I plan to go the rest of my life. It's just an amazing place for sure.
It's so cool because I've been, you know, I grew up here. This is almost normal to me, and it was really cool seeing it through Jared's eyes for the first time, really, like, reopened how special this place is. So I'm very grateful for that, Jared.
Well, thank you for inviting me here that first year. Yeah, so I met my wife, who is actually one of Leah's friends from high school. So as Leah said, we are friends from college, and then my wife is her friend from high school. I think we met the first year I came here just because we're all part of the same group of friends. But we didn't, you know, we didn't really hang out or talk that first year. And it was the third year that I came that we kind of hit it off and started talking a little bit and hanging out. And we just kept in contact after the fair, and, you know, it was a long distance thing because I'm from Southern California originally, and we were, you know, on the phone and texting and calling a lot, and eventually decided to come up here and visit her and to, you know, hang out with her a little bit, and that turned into a long distance relationship. And I was living in the Bay Area for a couple of years, and then eventually it turned into us living here in Eugene,
which is so cool. So whenever I come home to see my family, I get to see one of my best friends from high school and college. We were living together with a baby. It's wild.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And now to be able to have a toddler running around the fair and see the way she just, you know, is so amazed with all the magic going on and the costumes and people so loving to her and wanting to have tons of fun, not wanting to ever take a nap or go to sleep because she's having so much fun. Just really cool to see that as well.
The fair really changed his life.
Yeah, really did.
All because I was like, get in the car in your frat house.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that like that one life decision has like totally altered the course of my life, and you know, here I am.
Very cool.